Welcome, one and all. This is Robert Rogers, and you have just connected to Parkinson's Recovery. This is the place to be getting information about therapies and approaches and methods that individuals are discovering are giving them compelling relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. That's what Parkinson's Recovery is all about. And do I have a treat for everyone today, as I do each and every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Cheryl will be telling her story about what she has discovered is literally a miracle for her, and she suspects will be a miracle for many other individuals. I have actually recorded a question and answer session with Cheryl yesterday that I will now begin to air. Cheryl is also with us live and in the flesh and in person. So if you're interested in following up with anything she might have said, or if you have any other questions of Cheryl, you can call in to our toll-free number and simply signal that you'd like to be able to talk with Cheryl. That toll-free number is 877-590-0733. This is Robert Rogers, and this, of course, is Parkinson's Recovery. I just received an email today, and what I want to do is read the email, and then I'm going to introduce our very special guest. My name is Cheryl. I'm 52 and have been living with Parkinson's for 10 years now. I will get right to the point. As of 1 month ago, my symptoms are reversing, diminishing, going away. I'm healing every day because of a device made by a dentist. Have you heard of this therapy before? He said he is one of 50 DDSs, or dentists, scattered across the country that work with movement disorder patients. Upon the first day of wearing the appliance he made for me, I saw an improvement the first day. It's been a month, and already so much has come back to me. I can read my penmanship again. I can write again. My balance is restored. My speaking is drastically improved. Just a slew of things that I thought were lost have returned. I've been nosediving with this disease for 10 long years. So, I want to welcome you, Cheryl, from Long Beach, California, to our show today. Thanks for agreeing to be on the show.
Well, Robert, thank you for having me on the show, because I'm so happy that this is happening to me, and I just want to tell the world about it and tell the Parkinson's community that there is something that they can do to help themselves.
I have 1,000 questions to ask about specifically what you've been doing the last month, but let's start at the beginning. Tell us about the time in your life 10 years ago when you were first diagnosed with the symptoms of Parkinson's.
Well, it started out when I was 42 years old. It was about a year after my first child was born, and I noticed that I couldn't swing my arm when I was walking, and then I noticed that I wasn't really washing my hair with my left hand when I was taking showers. And all these things started slowly, gradually getting worse, and other things started coming up. And I thought, that's odd. And I went to a doctor, and they sent me to a neurologist, and the neurologist, and we did a slew of tests and thought maybe there was a brain tumor, or there could have been a lot of different possibilities. Well, make a long story short, it took about 2 years for a diagnosis of Parkinson's to come, because there was no Parkinson's history in my family, and I was so young. And so 2 years later, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I thought, I can beat this thing. I can do this. I'm going to try anything holistic I can try, because I'm kind of an anti-medication person. I never even took an aspirin in my life. You know, I just didn't get headaches. I never got sick at work. I just couldn't believe that I had Parkinson's. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to go to a chiropractor. And I went to a chiropractor. I went to an acupuncturist. I went to a Chinese herbalist. I would try these therapies for a good 6-8 months, you know, giving them what I thought a long time to, because I understand that holistic medicine takes a while to, you know, incorporate into your body. So I went to, I did the hyperbaric chamber, which actually did me a little bit of benefit, but I tried a lot of different therapies, and I was just getting worse. And I just couldn't stop it, and I had to admit it, and I had to get help, and I needed to get on the medication. And I did not want to get on the medication because I had read about all the side effects, and, oh, it was just horrible for me to have to do this. But I was between a rock and a hard place, and medication was the last resort. So I've been on the meds now for, I think, about 5 or 6 years, and I take the pretty standard regime of Requip, amantadine, Sinemet, standard protocol for the disease. I think everybody goes through all those different meds at some point, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. But anyway, I'm still thinking, and I'm still holding out hope that there's something else that can get me out of this, because I know it's not going to come from the medical community. I know the only thing that they're thinking about is drugs, more drugs, and more drugs, and brain surgery. And those aren't very good options for me. I don't like either of them. And I remember going to Parkinson's support groups, and they would have guest speakers come, and some of these speakers would be therapists, and they would tell you, you have to learn to accept your disease, and you have to learn to accept your life the way it is, and grow from there, and develop from there, and learn new skills. And I would raise my hand and say, I will never accept this disease.
Good for you.
And I'm looking at this guy like he's got four eyes. It's like, are you nuts? I want my life back. I really do. I want my life back. And, you know, and to tell me to accept it is not helping me. You know, tell me how to get out of it.
Right.
So, anyway, that's just my mindset about this whole thing. I just knew that there had to be a way out of it, and I just have never stopped looking. But at the same token, I'm a realist, and I'm not going to not take the drugs. I've got two small children, which are actually, their ages 10 and 7 right now, and they're my world, and I got to keep up with them. And one of them's a boy, and he's a very active little boy. And it's you know, it's like sometimes I just want to lay down, but I can't.
Yep.
You know, it's more than a full-time job. It's developing two lives.
You have to be in good physical shape to keep up with your children, sounds like.
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're really, that's a whole other story, but I got, you know, as far as the Parkinson's, I didn't get blessed, but as far as having those kids, I did.
Ah.
So God gave me a gift in spite of all this trauma. But anyway,
you decided to take the drugs about five, six years ago, and did you see an improvement in your symptoms when you did that?
Absolutely. The drugs masked over a lot of the symptoms, but I still felt this current going through my body, and I still, as much as I was able to physically do things, I just never felt normal. You know, and the way the drugs would affect me, it was like a wave washing over my body. One minute I wasn't normal, the next minute, you know, I was. And I've gotten a lot of side effects from the drugs. I've got dyskinesia, I've got dystonia in my feet, and I've got dyskinesia in my upper limbs. And I've gotten a slew of other side effects that I don't need to go into, but those are the two big ones. So the side effects are real, and they're uncomfortable, almost more uncomfortable
Robert
than
Parkinson's
disease
recovery.
For me.
You are listening to my re-reported...
Did I answer your question?
Yes, and so you've continued to look for other therapies that are natural and don't have...
I couldn't read my own handwriting, and I love to write. I've got a pen collection. I mean, I've been writing for years, and... You know, to lose my penmanship was just, for me personally, just horrific. My facial mask, I could feel when I would smile, you know, because it just, my face was just so blank, you know. I couldn't walk with certain shoes on because they would just flop off my feet. I can't even tell you, just a slew of things, you know, were going wrong for me. I couldn't put a sandwich in a Ziploc baggie. I couldn't make that motion. I couldn't stuff an envelope. You know, just that pushing motion, my hand wouldn't do that. I couldn't put towels back. I couldn't fold laundry. I couldn't I couldn't. It was just a lot of different things that were, I was losing. I was losing the battles too. But yes, there's a lot of symptoms that were affecting my life.
And in just a month, everything has turned around. Tell us what happened to you a month ago.
A month ago, I went to a support group, and a dentist came into the support group. And he was very clear. He said, there's a group of about 50 dentists around the country that does what he does. He's a TMJ expert, and he works specifically with movement disorder patients. He's in the American Academy of Cranial Facial Pain, and he said, and I'm not going to tell you that I can cure Parkinson's. He says, I don't know anything about Parkinson's. What I can tell you is I can make you symptom-free. He said, so if that's the cure, that's what I can do. Or if that's not, but you will be symptom-free after you're done with my device. And I thought to myself, right.
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? And then he took, and there was a group of us, and there's this woman in the group that I've known for about the past 3 years. She's always been in some form of either a wheelchair, a walker, or she's got a cane with four prongs on the bottom. Her husband is always with her, assisting her. He's very, very kind gentleman. He's always helping his wife out, but she could not move around by herself. She needed some form of assistance. And he says to this lady, you young lady, come up here. So she had the cane this particular night at this meeting, and she walked up to the dentist, to the doctor, and he put a tongue depressor in her mouth sideways. He says, what I'm doing is there's a little bone right where your upper and your lower jaw meet. It's about the size of a cat's claw, and it's your, and I can never pronounce this right, but it's your, I'm going to try this. It's your temporal mandibular mandible. I don't know what it's called, but it's a little bone right next to your carotid artery, right where your upper and lower jaw meet. It says, I'm adjusting that bone. I'm shifting that bone, because when that bone is out of alignment, all kinds of symptoms occur. And when that bone is adjusted and in the proper alignment, your symptoms will go away. And that's basically the long and the short of his presentation. So he puts this tongue depressor in her mouth, and he grabs her cane, and he says, now go walk down the hallway. And she stands there momentarily, and she grabs her cane back. You know, I mean, he was a little gruff, but, you know, he wanted to prove a point. He goes, now go walk down the hallway. And he grabs the cane, and she stands there momentarily, and she's just standing there. He goes, walk down the hallway. So she takes a step, and she starts walking down this hallway. And she's walking, and she comes back down the hallway, and then she's walking around the room, and she's smiling, and she doesn't not want to stop walking. She can't believe she's walking. I'm looking at her, and I can't believe she's walking. And if I did not know her, I would think this was a plant. It was too unbelievable. It was like watching a miracle. And if there are any miracles, this was a miracle, because I've known this lady for 3 years, and she cannot do that. And she's got a tongue depressor in her mouth, and she's walking. It was fantastic. So that caught my attention. Then I see her about 3 weeks to a month later at a fundraiser, a Parkinson's fundraiser. She is dancing with her husband. She's dancing. This woman was in a wheelchair, and from walking around the room, she went to this dentist, obviously, because she saw the benefit. And now I'm seeing her again, and she's dancing with her husband. I was floored. I mean, if I believed what I saw the first time, I really believed what I saw the second time. And I thought to myself, I've got to try this. I've got to try this. And there was another gentleman at the fundraiser that was also at the support group meeting, and he went and he got himself an appliance as well. And I saw him at the fundraiser, and he was carrying back four glasses of wine back to the table that he was sitting at. There's no way this gentleman could even have walked back to his table. Nevertheless,
carry four glasses of wine. Wow.
Without spilling them and walking him back to the table. It was unbelievable. And they both had an appliance in their mouth. And I thought, I want some of that. I want some of that good health.
Right.
But I was scared. I was really scared. I mean, what if it doesn't work for me? I'm not in a wheelchair yet, but I'm not doing great, but I'm not in a wheelchair yet. But, you know, what if it doesn't work for me? It's a lot of money. It's, you know, it's scary. You know, but at the same time, there's no side effects. I'm not popping pills. There's no brain surgery. It's not invasive. It's not cutting into me. It's like wearing a retainer in your mouth. And I thought to myself, I've got to do this. I can't deny what I'm seeing. I talked to my neurologist. I called him up, and of course he said, "You're wasting your money. You're wasting your time. There's nothing." I couldn't find anything on the internet about it. I couldn't. Nobody else had heard about it. And my doctor is a great guy. He's at the cutting edge. He's at UCLA Medical Center. I mean, I really went to a movement disorder specialist. I'm not seeing a local neurologist in my community. I'm really at what I think is the cutting edge of professional help for the Parkinson's community, because I'm a young onset patient and I wanted to get to the best of the best. And he said, you know, try it if you have to, but don't spend a lot of money. You know, so he's trying to be positive with me, but at the same token, he doesn't believe that anything is really going to come of this. So I did, because I have to, because that's just my nature, because I know what I saw, and I know what state Charlene was in, I know what statement this other lady was in and this other gentleman was in, and I couldn't deny what I saw. So I did. I went to the dentist, and I got myself an appliance. And the first day, Robert, the first day, I was folding laundry. And that was at night, and there's no way when I'm off meds at night that I can fold laundry. And I just did it. The thing about this, I called this appliance Henry. I've nicknamed it because it sounds like I have a toaster in my mouth. It's like I just keep calling it an appliance. And I don't have a toaster in my mouth, so it's Henry. And Henry just works in miraculous ways. It's very slow. It's very gradual. When I say slow, I don't mean slow like it's slow in healing. It just kind of catches you off guard. All of a sudden, you're doing something that your body forgot that it knew how to do, and you're just doing it. I mean, so many things I realize I'm doing right now, and so many things I don't realize that other people are pointing out to me that I'm doing. Like the other morning, I just hopped out of bed. I don't know how many Parkinson's patients hop out of bed, but I sure didn't. I mean, you just don't hop out of bed. You pull yourself up, you roll over as best you can, you kind of fall out of bed. I'm hopping out of bed now. I mean, it's so many things have changed in my life since I've gotten Henry. I can't even tell you. I have to tell you.
Now, are you wearing Henry right now?
Yes, I am.
And so if we were face-to-face, and we're not, but if we were face-to-face, would I be able to notice that you had an appliance in your mouth?
No, you would not notice it, but to me it feels like there's a table in my mouth. I'm not going to tell you it's not uncomfortable. I'm getting used to it, but it does feel awkward. I mean, you have this retainer in your mouth. I never had braces before as a child or anything, so I've never really experienced having anything in my mouth before like this. I wear Henry all day long, and I have a separate piece that I wear in the evening, a night retainer. And they're both specially made. This dentist has got all this equipment. It takes about 3 hours to get tested. He does a series of different tests. He does TMJ tests. He does head x-rays. He measures the width of your mouth and the length, and he does all kinds of things before he actually makes this appliance. So they are all individually custom-made depending on your level of, I guess, depending on your level of what you need.
The appliances then aren't just up on shelves with different model numbers. He
exactly.
actually forms this appliance specifically for you. And so
Correct.
You probably did not return back home after the first visit with your appliance. You probably had to go back for a second visit?
I go back once a week and get it adjusted. Yes. It's an ongoing process with the dentist, and you keep getting it adjusted. But that's fine, because every time he adjusts it, it tightens. What he's doing is he's just tightening it so it stays in your mouth better, and it actually feels better in your mouth. And it also, I think when he adjusts it, the benefits come out a little bit more. I can tell you, the first week, I don't have my list in front of me, but I've been keeping a diary of everything that's improving. I should have had it ready here when I was talking to you on the phone, but my first week, the first day I noticed I was folding laundry. That was, I thought, fantastic. My second day, I was pulling my pants on, and I was like, oh my God, I just put my pants on. I can't believe it. I know.
That's
so exciting. So I can brush my teeth, and then I went to brush my teeth, and I didn't go for the electric toothbrush. I just went for my manual toothbrush. And things just start happening, and if you're aware of it, you can quantify it and tell people about it. You know, I'm putting sandwiches in the Ziploc baggies. I mean, there's just so many little things that are coming back into my life that weren't in my life before, that I was losing a grip on, and it's the first time that I've ever seen this happen. I mean, I've been taking medication for, what did I say, 5-6 years now.
Yeah.
And I've been just unable to do these things, and now I'm able to do these things. As a matter of fact, I'm going 4 hours now in between medication, and I'm slowly starting to reduce my medication.
Hallelujah.
I know. I'm working on being, my goal is to be symptom-free, but the process is just amazing to me. It's like you have an infection on your arm, and the infection won't go away, and it's just there for the longest time, and all of a sudden you start seeing the infection around your arm starting to heal, and you see the edges healing, and that's the stage I'm in right now. I'm 1 month into this appliance. The dentist says that I'm going to wear it for about 6 or 7 months, and at that point I should be able to take it off. And I was like, oh my God, could that really be true? You know, and I didn't want to tell too many people about the appliance because I'm still waiting for the shoe to drop. So I'm in the office the other day in his dentist's office, and I'm getting my checkup, and I see Doug in there, and Doug is 7 months into his appliance. I don't mean to use his name. It was the gentleman at the fundraiser that had started the appliance before I did, and he was the one that was carrying the drinks. And he's in the dentist's office the same time I am. And I said, how are you feeling? And he says, 1,000 times better. I said, 1,000 times better? He says, I'm completely symptom-free.
Wow.
And I just said, oh, my God. He says, I'm normal, Cheryl. I'm normal. He goes, I couldn't swing a golf club 7 months ago. I just played 18 holes of golf yesterday.
Wonderful.
It's report. Exactly what he's telling me.
Oh my.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I know how good I'm doing, and this just encouraged me to just come out with it, because it is real, and it is working, and it is going to keep getting better and better for me too. And I just thought, this can't be a secret. This is real. This is helping, and this is the first time in 10 years that I've seen my symptoms reversing, and that's just too huge not to tell people about. It's just phenomenal. I've spoken to the woman that started the support groups. She's the one who's really needs to be thanked for all this, because she had the guts and the brains to listen to this dentist, you know, who said that he can do this for people, and she put it out there for everybody to get better in the Parkinson's community, and she's not making a dime off of this thing. I mean, she's not doing it for the money. Her husband had Parkinson's and her mother had Parkinson's, and she made a pact with God that if God would tell her everything that he knew about Parkinson's, that she would tell the world what she knew. And she found this appliance that this dentist made, and she's telling the world, and I'm trying to help her tell the world too, because it's really real, and I've been looking for a long time for something that's real. And after talking to Doug and seeing him in that office, and he looked fantastic, I know it's going to be real for me too. I'm already feeling it. I'm walking around the room. I couldn't talk to you this quickly or this clearly.
Just a month ago.
This was impossible. I mean, my energy level is better. My confidence level is better. I actually sold my house, and I'm going to start packing up and start moving. And it's just things just start coming to you. I was sitting at the keyboard the other day, and my hands went on the home keys, and I just started typing normally. And I'm looking at myself going, where did that come from? It just, like I said, it just gradually reclaims your, it's just like your body remembered something it forgot it knew how to do. And it's just starting to do it again. And it's like my body saying, thank you, I'm healing. I'm not medicated. I'm not getting this massive rush of ability. I'm slowly getting my ability back. It's real. It's undeniably, quantifiably, verifiably real. I went to my neurologist because I was telling him, this is really happening. This is real, and you've got to tell people about this. And he said, Cheryl, you can't. It's just not going to happen. He says, I said, well, let me come in and you can see me for yourself. And this is after my 2.5 weeks. I went to my neurologist, and he said, you know, I can see an improvement in your walk, and I can see your dystonia is better. But I only see you 20 minutes at a time, so let's just see how this goes. So he gave it to me that he did see an improvement, but he also kind of took it away because he still doesn't believe in himself. But he had to admit that he saw an improvement because it is there.
And just wait to when you get to be totally symptom-free, then he'll be convinced, I would hope.
I think what will convince him is if I can reduce my medication and or completely eliminate it, which is absolutely my goal. And he said he'll help me do that. So I'll give him that. That's fine. That's great. I appreciate that he's doing that. But he's still skeptical. And I think that's the problem that I'm having, is a lot of people say, well, let me go ask my doctor about that appliance, because I'm trying to tell my friends this is really working, and they can see that it's working. But people are skeptical about it. There's nothing written up about it. They just had the World Conference, Parkinson's World Conference meeting in Scotland, and all these countries came together to exchange information about Parkinson's disease, and all they did was talk about surgery and medication.
Right.
And nobody mentioned this.
Right.
Nobody even talked about it. And you know why? Because the pharmaceutical companies, and this is from my doctor who told me this, the pharmaceutical companies control the clinical trials. And if it's not pharmaceutical related, then they're not going to pay for the trial, because they're not going to make any money off of it. So my doctor said there's no way that anybody is going to put this on the market without clinical trials. The FDA is not going to put it on the market because there's not going to be any clinical trials, because nobody can support the clinical trials to do this, except for the pharmaceutical companies that have the money to make these trials. And if they're not going to make any money at it, they're not going to have a trial. So it's just not going to get out unless it gets out from word of mouth. And so I have to be a spokesperson for this thing, because this is real, and this is really reversing my Parkinson's system. And I saw Doug, and I know the direction I'm going in, and I know what's going to happen with me too. It's unbelievable, Robert. I can't tell you how much better I am in 1 month. And you will feel it the first day. Charlene was walking with a dipstick in her mouth. It was just, this thing is just, it can't be a secret anymore. It can't be just word of mouth. It has to be told via the internet or the radio or the TV or, you know, it's just got to get out to the masses. And people have to believe that they can get better because they really can. And I never gave a hope that it wasn't going to happen.
We will be right back with Cheryl's miracle story of recovery after this short station break.
I'm Robert Rogers, and you're connected to Parkinson's Recovery. My guest today is Cheryl from Long Beach, California. My news is that the Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease is now available on Kindle. If you go to Amazon, you'll be able to acquire that. So if you have a Kindle, you can actually read all of the updated information about natural methods and approaches that people are discovering are making a huge difference in their ability to get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. We have Cheryl live here and connected to us right now. So, Cheryl, how does it feel to be able to listen to yourself answer these questions and tell this story?
Well, I sound a lot better than I thought I was going to sound. I thought I was going to sound like a crazy woman, and it's flowing very nicely. It's exactly the story I wanted to tell.
Oh, that's great, and that's my same reaction. It's a marvelous, wonderful story about your experience just over the last month. We do have a caller from area code 303. Let me see if I can click them in. So you should be on the air live. Area code 303, did you want to talk with Cheryl?
Yes, I did. Can you hear me?
Just yes, we can. Go ahead.
Oh, great. I have many questions. I've only had Parkinson's for a little bit over a year, and my symptoms are pretty minor with tremors. Haven't had a lot of the things that you've had. And most of my symptoms are, my problems are related to fatigue and constipation. Did you have any symptoms that were non-motor related, and were they improved?
Well, I remember being in the beginning stages too, and that's when I was really gung-ho about fighting this disease. And that's when I really thought that I could lick this thing. It does get worse. Are you on medication right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you trying to hold off?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I understand that too, completely. I held off as long as I could. The constipation will get worse with the medication, so start taking some extra fiber or something. And as far as non-motor things, I can't really recall. You know, that was 10 years ago.
No, but just in the last month, have you noticed any? Did you have any symptoms that were non-motor that have also been improving, or is it mainly motor differences that you're noticing?
Well, like I'm thinking more clearly, things like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
That would go along with fatigue and things like that.
I'm definitely thinking a lot more clearly. I mean, a lot more quickly. I always thought clearly. I just couldn't enunciate myself. I couldn't speak fast enough and get it out quickly enough. You know, I found my voice had softened to the level where I couldn't be heard, so I stopped speaking. I stopped taking invitations because I couldn't keep up with people, you know. So you slowly start shrinking out of sight, you know, and things like that just start happening gradually and naturally, because you're just not the same as everybody. So I think those are non-motor issues.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And can I ask a second question?
Sure.
I went online when you said you couldn't find anything online, and I cannot find anything online, and maybe you'll be talking about this, but how do you recommend we find a dentist? You said there were 50 dentists in the U.S. Is there a listing somewhere?
That actually is going to be in the last segment of this interview. And
okay.
The place to go is to Parkinson's Resource Organization, and and there's a lady named Jo Rosen there, and she's got a listing of all these different dentists that are registered, that are cranial, part of the Academy of Cranial Facial, whatever their title is. But there's a small segment of dentists, and if you're in a, they're probably mostly in the major metropolitan area.
Yeah, I'm in Denver. You're going to give a phone number or an email address at the end? Is that what you said?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is that true, Robert? Do you have a phone number and
yes.
an email address?
Yes, we've got all that at the end here. We'll play that segment right now. Thanks so much for calling in and asking your questions.
You are welcome. Thank you for the show.
Of course. And I want to remind you, Cheryl, that when we had our session yesterday, which actually lasted about an hour and a half, where we were recording these questions and answers, one of the comments that you made in between the conversations was, I would never be able to do this a month ago. I wouldn't be able to talk this long. So
I couldn't have. That's right.
Yep, it really is a miracle. Let's go to the third segment of my pre-recorded question and answer session with Cheryl from Long Beach, California.
Okay.
My guest today is Cheryl from Long Beach, California, who's been discussing a remarkable story of recovery from the symptoms of Parkinson's, which has occurred just over the past month. Cheryl, you mentioned that you visited your dentist and received a consultation. Could you detail out for us precisely what happens during that first visit?
Okay, when you first go, it's I think it's fair to say the price is $75 for a consultation. I think that's probably across the board is what he charges to everybody. And he's going to test you and see if you qualify, I suppose, to get an appliance if he can help you. And he's got a series of tests that he makes to see if that's possible. And they're just in-office kind of innocuous kind of tests. There's nothing invasive or anything like that. And if he feels that he can help you, and after he discusses with you the therapy and the protocol and what it's going to take for you, because every person is different. For example, if you don't have any teeth, which one of the patients doesn't have teeth, he's got to make a special appliance for that person, and that's a particularly hard case because the appliance adheres to your teeth, but even if you don't have teeth, even if you had bridge work, whatever your situation is, everybody's different, so he'll discuss with you what your particular case is like. Then if you decide to proceed with the procedure, you come back, and that's when it's about 3 hours worth of testing with the machines, and he takes x-rays, and his office staff talk to you about what you have to do. He takes measurements, everything like this, and that takes about 3 hours. Then after that is all done, you come back for a third visit, and that's when he actually makes the appliance, and it's basically a mold that he takes, an impression that he takes from your teeth. The appliance takes about, I'd say, a week to make, 10 days, something like that. This particular dentist doesn't have an in-office place to make the mold, so he's got to send it out to the lab so they make it. Then you come back and you get it fitted, and I think that whole process took me about 3 weeks from start to finish, and then I was wearing my appliance. And like I said, when I first walked out of the chair, I thought, oh, I'm going to feel something immediately when I got out of my chair from the dentist's office, and I didn't feel anything immediately. I thought, okay, well, just give it some time. We'll see what happens. And that first day, I did experience the benefit of, and I call it Henry. I did experience the benefit of Henry. And then from then on, it was just every day for the first 2 weeks, there was something new that I was able to do that I couldn't do the day before. When I went to pick up my kid from school, my 7-year-old says, Mommy, you're walking so much better today. I mean, he didn't know I was going that day to get Henry. He just threw that out there, And so it was visible even to a 7-year-old that I was improving.
Wonderful. How much does it cost to have this appliance made?
Well, it's It varies, again, because I could give you a range, because, again, it depends on your mouth, I suppose, you know, and what the dentist has to do to get it in there and make it work for you. But I'll say it costs anywhere between $10,000 to $12,000. And he has a payment plan. If you can't pay it up front, he's got a payment plan that he can put you on for 2, 3, 4, up to 5 years. And, you know, when I first heard the price, I thought, oh, my God, that's so expensive. $8,000 to $12,000. Oh, my God. How am I going to afford that? And then I thought to myself, you know what? I would mortgage my house. If I could get rid of this disease, if I could feel symptom-free, I would give anything. I would pay double that. I would, you know, I mean, I started thinking, I've had this for 10 years. That's $1,000 a year. I've probably paid close to that in less than 10 years. I mean, this year alone, I can't even tell you what my medical bills are and my medicine bills. I've fallen into that donut hole with Medicare, with your medication. And I think you get up to like $2,500 if you're on Medicare that they'll cover. And then you fall into this donut hole, and I've fallen into the donut hole. So I'm paying for my medication as it is right now. It's costing me a lot more to stay on the pills and to stay medicated than it is to have Henry. And so I started thinking about it, and I started thinking, you know what, it's a fair price. For the price of my health and my life back, that's a fair price.
So although there's a range of cost, let's say it's $10,000, you said they will also spread the payments out over a period of time. Is that to be spread out as long as 5 years, for example? Or?
Yes, and he gave me that option. So it would be like $200 a month, I think it was what it came out to, something like that, over 5 years. And I thought about going that route because, you know, what if this thing doesn't work?
Yeah,
that's terrible,
right.
Let me just say that. But you know what? It does work, and it's worth every penny of it.
And
every penny.
This particular charge also pays for all of the adjustments. Is that correct, or do you have to pay in addition for those?
No, that's correct. That was the one thing that he, because I guess he saw the look on my face when he told me the price, and he said, "Now that includes everything. I'm not going to nickel and dime you. I'm not going to charge you for every adjustment or any time that you need an adjustment and you want to come in." Whatever, this is one shot, and that's all I'm going to charge you. He said, now, if you lose your appliance, it's going to cost you extra money, so don't lose it, because then I have to make another one. But other than that, you know, he's not going to charge you anything else.
And they typically look at a treatment period of anywhere between 7 or 8 months. Is that correct, or 9 months?
Well, this person that doesn't have teeth is going a little bit longer, because it's a little bit more problematic. She was quoted a year. She was quoted a year before she regains her complete health back, but I was quoted 7 months.
And you're going back now every week for adjustments. Will that shift over time to where you'll be going every, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks? Or
I assume so, yes.
But right now it's every week because they're making sure that you get those adjustments as you need them right in the very beginning.
Correct. And apparently, from what I understand, there's only about 50 dentists that do this around the country right now. So it is kind of an expert. There's a symposium on January 15th and 16th. It's called The Ultimate Quality of Life. It's in Palm Springs, California, at the Renaissance Esmeralda Hotel, and Parkinson's Resource Organization, that's the organization that led me to this dentist. They're putting on the symposium, and they're having doctors from across the country that are coming to speak about this appliance, and people are welcome to go to that symposium if they want to get more information about it. That's one way to get information about it, and to really meet the doctors that pioneered this appliance. Dr. Gelb, who created this 40 years ago, he's from New York, as a matter of fact, and he created the appliance 40 years ago, and he's going to be there, and Dr. Brendan Stack is going to be there, and he pioneered the TMJ work with movement disorders patients in particular, And Dr. Talley, he's the founder of the American Academy of Craniofacial Pain. He's going to be there. I mean, there's just going to be a slew of speakers there that you can really, you know, if you're that interested in the mechanisms, the mechanics behind how it works, you know, go to this symposium, The Ultimate Quality of Life, and there you can find out anything and everything right from the horse's mouth, if anybody's interested in doing that. That's put on from Parkinson's Resource Organization. And I could give you their number, too, if you want to call them.
Wonderful. Yes, their number and maybe their website as well.
Okay. They have an 800 number, and then they have a regular number. I'll give you both. The 800 number is 877-775-4111. And I'll repeat it, 877-775-4111. And then they have an office number that you can just call in directly. It's 760-773-5628. It's 760-773-5628. And their website is www.parkinsons, P-A-R-K-I-N-S-O-N-S, resource, R-E-S-O-R-C-E, .org. So it's Parkinson's Resource .org. And if you see a picture of a little old man and a little old lady sitting on a park bench, you know you've got to the right website. And you can go onto there and click onto News Blast or Newsworthy Notes, I think it's called. And there's an article about just this topic in there as well. So they can go right to that website and find an article on it. They don't have to wait for the symposium. But you can call and talk to Joe Rosen or anybody else at Parkinson's Resource Organization and get information about this as well. It's so wonderful, I can't even tell you. And the people there are real nice and real friendly and very helpful, and they're the ones that got me started on this.
For the dentist that you actually was able to obtain Henry from, does he do other dental work as well, or does he focus all of his time and energy and effort on providing the device to individuals who have movement disorders?
He is a TMJ expert, and he noticed that over the 30 years that he's been doing this TMJ work, that his patients were talking and telling him, you know, my headaches are gone, I'm sleeping better, I've regained my balance, my shaking has stopped. I never really had the problems with the tremor so much personally, but you know, these are just things that his patients were telling him, and they were getting the TMJ work done. And so he started connecting the dots, and he started looking more into this, and that's when he found these other pioneers in this field. So yes, he does more than just Henry. He's a full dentist,
but now he's devoting a lot of his energy to this, and obviously he's received some specialized training in being able to learn how to do this as well.
Exactly.
If a person then typed into a search engine TMJ and movement disorders, would they likely be able to find a string of information about this?
Probably not. It's so new, and it's just now getting, the word is just now getting out about it. I tried doing that, and Dr. Feld might pop up, but I don't know if he even would at this point. It's weird that nobody's talking about it, but I am. And,
well, that's
and,
changing as of today, Cheryl.
Changing as of today, absolutely. And,
that's
and
right.
Same with this symposium that's going on in Palm Springs. I think there's going to be over 1,000 people going to the symposium, and if anybody can get down there, they'll really get a lot of good information about it as well.
Is there a fee to attend the conference?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know.
But they can call the Parkinson's Resource Organization and find out if there is.
Yes.
Great. And could you mention the dates of that conference again?
It's January 15th and 16th. And I say Palm Springs, but it's actually Indian Wells where the Renaissance Esmeralda Hotel is.
In California.
It's in California, yes.
Right. Is there anything else, Cheryl, you would like for people to know that we haven't had an opportunity to talk about yet?
I would like people to know not to have any fear, because that fear is the thing that holds most people back from anything in life, and Parkinson's is scary, and getting well is scary as well, believe it or not. But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I don't know why you can't make him drink when the horse is tired and thirsty, you know, but people are scared to try this. And it's scary because it's a lot of money, and it's scary because what if it doesn't work for you? I mean, I had all these same fears, and I would just really like to encourage people to don't be afraid of yourself, and don't be afraid to get well, and don't be afraid that you can improve, because you really can with this treatment. I personally know three people that are undergoing it, and all three people are, if not better, getting better. And Joe Rosen has told me that she knows of 30 people. Obviously, she's more in the center of things. I'm just in my little world here, but she's more in the center of things, and she knows 30 people, and all 30 people have improved. And I'll tell you, another thing I didn't tell you, with Henry. Henry worked for me for about 2 weeks, and then I felt like I plateaued, and I didn't feel that next day. I was waiting for, you know, what am I going to be able to do today? And I kind of plateaued on this thing, and I thought, okay, well, this is all I get. I'm still happy. I'm still thrilled. And I still got more benefits than I had a month ago. I mean, 2 weeks ago out of this. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's like Henry woke up again, and he started working for me again.
Or your body woke up, huh?
So I do. I talked to Doug about that, and he said, you'll have a series of that. You know, I just experienced my first one, but you tend to see gradual but rapid improvement, and then you plateau, and then I think your body is just like adjusting to, oh my God, do you realize everything I've just done? And it kind of assimilates everything, and then it goes to the next level, and then it plateaus, and then it goes to the next level, and then it plateaus, and then it goes to the next level. So if anybody does try this and they experience this plateau, it's part of the process. So I wanted to mention that. And I was really glad that Doug told me that, because that was validating to hear, because that's what I was experiencing with it too.
To clarify for people who've just joined us, Cheryl's referring to this device with the name Henry. That is her name she has given to this device. If you type in Henry and try to find something on the internet, you're not going to have much luck, because that happens to be her personal pet name for the device that she's found has given her incredible relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's that she's experienced over the last 10 years. I have one last question for you, Cheryl, and that question is this. Imagine that an individual has just been diagnosed with Parkinson's yesterday, and they call you up and they say, what do I need to know? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that there's hope. It's not a death sentence. You're lucky you're in the year 2010 and you called me, because I can steer you towards something that will save you a lot of time and money and anxiety. And maybe if you tried Henry first before you went anyplace else, you wouldn't have to go through anything like I did. And they couldn't even imagine the magnitude of that, what I went through. You just can't even imagine it. So if I could catch somebody before they went through any of that, I would really try and tell them that they can avoid a lot of anxiety and a lot of discomfort and a lot of embarrassment and a lot of being humbled by this disease. And they can continue their life, and they have a chance now.
Cheryl from Long Beach, California, I want to express my deepest appreciation for your willingness to be a guest on the Parkinson's Recovery Network show today.
Robert, thank you so much for having me. I've never been so passionate about anything in my life like this, and I've never been so happy that some goodness like this has come into my life. And I just really appreciate you letting me tell people, because I really want to give back to so many people and save them so much hurtfulness from this disease.
It is a high honor for me to do that. And, of course, the mission of Parkinson's Recovery is to be able to identify natural, safe, and non-intrusive therapies that are making a huge difference. And clearly, you have landed on one that is the bingo of all bingos. Thanks so much for telling everybody about your discovery today.
Thank you, Robert.